It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, broadcasting at 10 p.m. on Sunday nights in the New York, New Jersey metro area and around the world on the powerful iHeart Radio Network. Yes, we have an incredible show in store for you. Before we get to my guests, tonight I'm saying a plural guest, just a shout out and a thank you to all those who follow us and expect incredible business content week in and week out. We've heard from so many great executives, leadership influencers from Fortune 500 companies. Beth Comstock, the former vice chair and CMO at GE. Joe Hart, president and CEO of Dale Carnegie. John Sculley, the former CEO of Apple and Pepsi. And the ones that were videoed, they're available on our YouTube channel at 710 WOR Mind Your Business on YouTube. If you click on subscribe, you'll automatically be notified every single time a show goes live. And of course, we are syndicated on many different platforms. The very popular business class clips are on Instagram. We'll be talking about that tonight. And the Jewish Home and Nucky Radio and, of course, Spotify and the other platforms. Before we get to tonight's program, a special thank you to the great team here at BLMG, Bottom Line Marketing Group, who makes this show so successful. Cirilli, Michal, Nachi, thank you, and the rest of the team as well. Special shout out to Darren, Peter, and Robert at 710 WOR. Zev Brenner, thank you for the shout out. He precedes me here on 710 WR. And thank you to all those who stopped me anywhere and everywhere with feedback about the show. I got a lot of feedback from last week's show with David Krangle, the week before Dean Harder. Every single week, we share incredible business content. So what are we doing tonight? Tonight, we are going to go to the business class clips. What is that? Those are these 45-second clips where we take the magic from entire shows and put them into little segments, into clips. I get feedback all the time about the clips. Tens of thousands of people are reached, but we want to reach more. Why? Because we have great content. We want to share with you. You're listening, you're probably wondering, what business class clips? Yeah, on Instagram, we're at Business Class Clips, and you just follow us, you'll automatically receive it in your feed. If you like getting your content through WhatsApp, then on WhatsApp, text two words, sign up to 718-594-6519. Just two words, text sign up on WhatsApp. You have to be on WhatsApp for this. On WhatsApp, text sign up to 718-594-6519, and you'll hear a clip like this, for example.
When you sell a product in wholesale distribution, you're not getting paid on the spot normally. You know, there's some COD transactions, but let's put those aside for a second. A typical sale is I sell you product, you agree to pay me in 30 to 60 or even 90 days. So I got to wait for that cash flow. So I got to manage that. Like that's my inflow. And then I got to stack that against all my outflows, you know, vendor payments. If those trade terms differ from my customer trade terms, I got to balance all that out. Plus my employee salaries and benefits, you know, if I have levered debt, you know, I have to make sure I pay that timely, you know, with the interest. So there's all sorts of outflows that you stack up against that. So that's why turning receivables is so important. It's a game of inflows and outflows. So turning that cash is important in stabilizing the business and able to meet your trade credits, because vendor payments have to be made, or otherwise you're not getting product.
John Giordano of Citrin Cooperman. And we're going to be hearing tonight from him. We have another clip from John and other industry influencers and leaders that have just great business content. And if you're signed up, you'll automatically receive this. On Instagram, we're at Business Class Clips. You just click on follow. You'll automatically receive it in your feed every day. Or if you want to be part of the daily WhatsApp broadcast that reaches thousands of people, text two words on WhatsApp, text sign up to 718-594-6519. Text sign up to 718-594-6519 and just text two words, sign up, and you'll automatically receive the daily WhatsApp broadcast. Here is a clip from Alan Azule.
I felt that I could never truly scale if I'm not going to just stick with that same concept of, okay, I'm going to get a commission on a particular amount that I'm going to raise. I said, no, I want equity. I want ownership of either the business or the actual real estate transaction or whatever it may be. I completely twisted and turned my model. I had a few families and I put them together. I would say three families in particular. And I put them in a room where basically they all approached me at all different times and they backed me. They backed me financially. And I don't really have too many investors in S Corp in particular. Rather, they just back me and they're continuously backing me in terms of buying and acquiring multifamily, where a majority of S Corp properties will get the equity and as well as share it with these several investors. So I went from changing from investors to investments. And it's not just making a great yield. It's ultimately just having an equity ownership. There's nothing like owning a piece of property.
Alan Azule, president of AZ Corp. And they, again, tonight's show, we're going to be sharing it, there's a category for this called micro learning. In today's day and age, teach me something, teach it to me fast, give it to me in under 60 seconds. And that's what the Business Class Clips channel is all about. We reach over 25,000 people a day through the various different platforms. On Instagram, if that's the way you like to consume your media, just follow us on Business Class Clips on Instagram. If you wish to get the daily WhatsApp broadcast on WhatsApp, text two words, sign up to 718-594-6519, 718-594-6519. Here's a really important clip.
I think appreciation goes a very, very long way because in today's day and age, there's so much going on and there's so much pressure that people are under. Staff are determined to succeed and they do and they get paid and they're supposed to do their job, right? But if you can just show appreciation, it doesn't cost anything. It doesn't cost any money. Gifts are very nice, okay? Giving them something with your logo on it is very nice. But what they really appreciate is something real, saying thank you for a job very, very well done.
Sim Chane, CEO of Paraflight. How special is that? Now we're going to go to someone who's really the king of customer service, Shep Hyken.
I remember doing a speech in Kentucky, and I think it might have been a Super 8 hotel was where the headquarters of this conference was. And then we went over to a place and actually had the conference. The people at that hotel, if you took them out of the Super 8, you put them into the Ritz-Carlton, there's no doubt that the Ritz-Carlton would love these people. But the point I'm making is this is what gets your customers to come back again and again. When it's predictable and it's consistent, you trust the experience is going to happen. You don't want to take a chance anywhere else. As long as a company remains somewhat competitive, price becomes very irrelevant compared to another company that might be a little less expensive, but doesn't promise or doesn't provide that great service experience.
Shep Hyken, a prolific author and world-renowned expert on the customer experience. And that was a great point. In fact, it brings to mind, years ago we interviewed Peter Shankman. He had a great line, be brilliant at the basics. I mean, be honest, how much you love that line. Be brilliant at the basics. I mean, a company, of course, they have to be good. But Shep Hyken explains, and from, again, he's been on the show a number of times, he said you just have to be consistently better than average. Of course, if you're great, there's no complaints. You're not going to get a complaint. But if a company is like usually great, but sometimes not so good, no. You have to be consistently better than average. Now we're going to go to a clip. Oh, this has to do with the financial and real estate markets. Let's give a listen.
The only way to stay somewhat competitive and or even relevant in the most competitive market is to go back to the fundamentals. You tap into that creativity, sharpen your pencils, roll up your sleeves. It's not only about rate. It's not always about dollars. And sometimes it's about how creative you can be to get your hands around the deal. This environment is no different. If anything, it's much more of that. And we're seeing, yes, volume might be down in terms of transactional volume, in terms of sales. Absolutely. We are just as busy as we were a year ago today. Not so much because more sales or less sales. There are always opportunities within the market, whether it's somebody who's having trouble someplace else. We're happy to roll up our sleeves and structure a deal and tailor a deal that works. But of course, it has to work for everybody. And believe it or not, it has to work for the bank as well.
Shimon Isaacovic of Cross River Bank. And tonight we are sharing these clips, these powerful clips. You could receive them for free every day, whether it's on Instagram or on WhatsApp. If you like receiving your material on WhatsApp, you'll want to watch these quick 45-second clips every single day, 6 days a week. All you have to do is text two words on WhatsApp. Sign up. Text two words, sign up to 718-594-6519, 718-594-6519. Just text those two words, sign up, and you'll automatically receive the daily broadcast. Or if you wish to receive it in your Instagram feed, on Instagram, we're at Business Class Clips. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Shia Rubinstein, Executive Vice President of the JCon Conference, is inviting you to attend our Real Estate Summit on Tuesday, July 11 at the Hilton in Staten Island. For more information and to register, please visit attendjcon.com. Once again, attendjcon.com, where you'll hear from panelists, speakers, networking, mentors, and anything related to real estate. And of course, the great food. Don't miss it. Once again, please visit AttendJCon. That's AttendJCon.com for more information, to see all the different panels and lineup, and of course, to register. Looking forward to seeing you once again at attendjcon.com for the JCon Real Estate Summit, Tuesday, July 11 at the Hilton in Staten Island.
And welcome back to Mind Your Business with Yisroel Saflis right here on 710 WOR and around the world on the powerful iHeart Radio Network. Tonight we're hearing from great business leaders. I'll just rattle off some names. Shep Hyken, Joe Hart, Henry Stimler, Abe Brewer, John Giordano, Dr. Rich Roberts, Mark Bodner, and so many other great leadership names. And what are we sharing? We're sharing these clips, 45 second, maybe 55 second. There's under a minute, these clips, these powerful clips that have a great business message, business advice to get you ahead in today's business world. And where are they from? You could actually receive these every single day. Tonight, we're just sharing these clips so that people can get a teaser, a taste for tens of thousands of people receive every day. If you wish to get these, in fact, let me even just play one so you get a taste, and then I'll share how you could receive this every single day. This is a clip from Abe Brewer.
We basically package the company and the importance to the company, to the employees, as if we are selling commodities, we're selling trades and so on. Technically, our vehicle to do this is the portable toilets. So when you dress it up that way and you actually act that way. So for an example, our headquarters in Ringwood, New Jersey, and you're welcome to come see it, is a class A glass, beautiful building. To the point, 50% of people that walk into that office, if they have the ability, they will see like, wow, Abe, can I buy the building? I mean, honest to truth, people tell me, wow, can I buy the building? So the end of the day is 99% of the companies that do portable toilets, they will be sitting in a yard, in a dump area of the town where nobody wants to see them, smell them, or watch them. We are sitting smack in the middle of other Class A buildings. We operate it clean, beautiful, sanitized, and with the same luxurious portion that I believe it, the staff believes it, and it trickles down back to the customer that the customer sees it as well.
A. Brewer, CEO of John To Go. That is just a sampling of what people receive, tens of thousands of people receive every single day. Business Class Clips on Instagram. If you want to receive it in your feed automatically, just go on Instagram to Business Class Clips and click follow. You'll automatically receive it. Or if you wish to get the daily broadcast, and I can't begin to tell you how many times I get stopped. They say, you know, those clips are just incredible. People tell me I'm building my business, and by getting those clips every single day, they're giving me a tip about sales, about customer service, about thinking out of the box, about creativity, about finance, about real estate. So many different topics we cover. Tonight's just a sampling. If you wish to receive them every single day, 6 days a week, in your WhatsApp, through WhatsApp, text two words, sign up to 718-594-6519. On WhatsApp, text two words, sign up to 718-594-6519. Now let's give a listen to this clip by Gerald Benjamin.
What I have found is as the landscape changes, the economic landscape changes, the political landscape changes, the vision of business owners is also supposed to change. Now, ironically, what happens is we're finding that more business owners are fearful of change than being more bullish or aggressive about making that change. And unfortunately, what it translates into for the direct reports and for the employees that work for them is they don't see a vision at all. And because they don't see a vision at all, it's not being articulated to them. The company's employees go into silos. They just start going into, well, this is what I do, so let me just stick with what I do and produce my little piece of the puzzle and let somebody else figure out what to do with it.
Gerald Benjamin, CEO of the Profit Gold Group. And by the way, these clips are obviously by video. Yeah, we're not just playing, you know, here tonight, we're listening on the radio, so we hear the audio. But these, you get to see the animation, the way the person speaks it out. What an important clip by Gerald on the importance of communicating the vision, mission, vision, and purpose. Now we're going to go to, here's an interesting clip about, and we there's even a title on the top. It's called Disruption and Chaos.
We have just learned the past 2 years, chaos isn't going anywhere. It's here to stay. There's no such thing as going back to the way we were. I won't even use the word normal. You know, it's just we are here to live with disruption and chaos. And what I learned in 20 years in politics is that chaos is the presence of multiple orders. And when you are aware of your own strengths and what I call your devotion factor, when you're aware of what that is, you can function, find the multiple orders and move people forward with them and get things done, cross finish lines, and be the visionary that the people who are working for you and with you need.
Jane Stafford, leadership advisor and collaboration specialist. And she certainly spoke to that in that clip. Now let's give a listen to a clip by Henry Stimler of Newmark.
You got to choose your spot. We've had 7 years of good. Everything's been hunky-dory. You bought a property 2 years ago. Cap rates kept on declining. You're making money. It was very, very simple. We're in a whole different ballgame right now. Now it's no longer just buying anything and value is going to keep on going up. Those days are over. So now you really have to pick the right spots to buy in and you have to have the right strategy to buy in. 2 years ago, I would say what everyone was buying was value-add multifamily. You bought a 70s product, you put some money, you fixed the units, you re-tenanted the units, you went back to the bank with your new rent roll, and you had a cash-out refi. Those days are over. First of all, it's very hard to buy value-add today because floating rate loans today are so expensive. Typically, the floating rate loans are over SOFR. SOFR is at close to 5%. So that whole business is kind of shut.
Henry Stimler, Executive Managing Director at Newmark. Whoa, yeah, he says it like it is. And by the way, that entire episode is up on our YouTube channel. On YouTube, we're at 710WOR Mind Your Business. 710WOR Mind Your Business on YouTube. And you could hear that entire episode. And there are over 300 episodes on our YouTube channel. But tonight, we are sharing clips. That was a clip that went in a couple of days ago on Business Class. If you're signed up on WhatsApp, then you automatically would receive it. And how could you, people are tuning into radio now, like, how can I get that every day for free? Yeah, for free. On WhatsApp, we're at, if you text two words, sign up on WhatsApp to 718-594-6519. Again, 718-594-6519. You will automatically receive that video, that under 1 minute video in your feed every single day. If you wish to receive your media on Instagram, follow us at Business Class Clips. Again, on Instagram, Business Class Clips. Let's give here another clip featuring John Giordano of Citrin Cooperman.
Transaction advisory services really, really help clients or prospects when they're looking to enter into a transaction, whether they want to buy a company or sell their company. So one of the biggest things that's done now today, you know, we see a lot of private equity investing in manufacturing distribution companies. So there's a term called due diligence. If you think you're buying a home, right, before you buy that home, you'd want a surveyor to come in. inspector comes in to, you know, to look at various different things. That's essentially what it is. It's a due diligence process of looking at that target company. We do a quality of earnings studies to add some validity to those numbers so that the buyer could feel comfortable that what's being delivered or what's being sold is what they expect to be purchasing.
Yep. Says it like it is. Also, that clip was on the topic of real estate. Now we're going to go to a clip featuring Joe Hart, the president and CEO of Dale Carnegie. Yes, we had him on the show. Dale Carnegie. So, I mean, everyone heard of the book, of course. The Dale Carnegie Worldwide Organization services 400 of the Fortune 500 companies. 80% of the Fortune 500 companies are serviced by Dale Carnegie. Let's give a listen to a clip featuring the CEO, Joe Hart.
In my experience, it was harder than I thought. The things I thought that were going to happen didn't happen. I found myself working way harder than I ever thought possible, having incredible headwinds that I thought were going to drive us out of business. And thank God they didn't. And part of that was just, you got to have conviction. You got to have persistence and belief. I really believe that if you have a good idea and you've got kind of a found business concept, and you really put everything you have and that energy into it, I believe you're going to be successful. Now, maybe that's not always true, but you sure want to give it everything you have and everything you can so that if it doesn't work the way that you want it to, you move on to something else, you can at least look at it and say, I did 100%. I have no regrets on it.
Wow. The CEO of Dale Carnegie, Joe Hart. What an important perspective. And now let's give a listen to a clip featuring Isaac Bartos.
When I was 14, I worked in three different restaurants, and one place was a bagel store. I could not stand working for that bagel store. But another night I worked at a pizza shop, and I loved working at the pizza shop. They were on the same street. And so when I started thinking about my own business and thinking about other people, how to build that culture, what I looked at was what were the things that I enjoyed, even from those basic experiences like working in a bagel store as a teenager. So for example, one thing I really didn't love was it was very clear I was there because they needed someone to bake their bagels. And how replaceable do I feel? Right? That's a culture where someone wants to leave before you make them leave. When I worked at the pizza place, I felt like they're like, hey, try this. Try to do this thing, which is cashier. Try to also bake the pizzas. Try to also learn about receiving. I didn't understand all the things I was doing, but I felt like what I was doing was important. So even at the most basic level, culture could just be that people feel that they're given more opportunities and the things that they're doing are actually valued.
Yeah, Isaac Bartos, CEO of Scaling to Freedom, a very important aspect about corporate culture. Now let's give a listen. And again, all these clips, they have a title. This one is titled Positive Mindset by Alan Azuli.
In a negative situation, a negative scenario, and there's really no solution, then I think it's going to work out. One way or another, whether it goes sideways or not, hopefully not. So that's one. I would say the second thing is having the proper mindset of being just positive and not thinking of that negative point where it's just going to, oh my gosh, it's over. It's done. The deal's going to go sour or the stock's going to crash or whatever it may be. You always have to think positive. Having that positive mindset will always literally adjust your mind, your lifestyle, your work ethic and everything.
Alan Azuli, president of Ascor Properties. Now let's give a listen. I'm looking. Wow, remember, these clips go out every single day, and they reach tens of thousands of people. If you're not on it yet, hey, you can get this for free. There are two main platforms that these are distributed on. One is Instagram. On Instagram, follow us at Business Class Clips, or on WhatsApp, 718-594. You have to text sign up, those two words. Just text sign up to 718-594-6519. Text sign up to 718-594-6519. Here's a very important clip from Adam Levin. He is one of the foremost experts on cybersecurity. He wrote the book Swiped. Here goes.
The whole theory with cybersecurity is A, it is a team sport. B, it is a marathon. And C, somebody clicks on the wrong link. And if there's not the proper security protocols and they're not the proper monitoring of your networks, you're going to have a problem anyway. So it's really all about how well do you protect yourself? And that means bring in a professional, a cybersecurity professional, in addition to your IT folks, to make absolutely sure that everything you should be doing, you are doing.
Adam Levin, cybersecurity expert, and he wrote the book Swipe. Now let's give a listen. It's interesting also about bringing in the experts, but from a totally different perspective, featuring Dr. Rich Roberts.
In every area, there's a lot of knowledge, tremendous amount of knowledge, and you, as the mom and pop entrepreneur, better know that you don't have that knowledge. So as you grow and you bring in people of higher levels of expertise, need to be able to delegate to them, give them ownership over the process. Let them feel that they are responsible. It's theirs to do, but you, as the person above them on the corporate management structure, are going to have actually written metrics, written deliverables that they are measured against to make sure that they're getting it done.
Dr. Rich Roberts, and as you've been hearing, the information that's shared covers a wide range of aspects that pertain to the business world: leadership, management, finance, marketing, cybersecurity, and every single day, one clip goes out, just one a day. And it goes out by Instagram and WhatsApp. On WhatsApp, you could follow us and you could receive the daily broadcast by texting two words, sign up, to 718-594-6519, 718-594-6519. Or on Instagram, if you follow us, you will automatically receive the clip every single day, 6 days a week. We're at Business Class Clips. Again, on Instagram, we're at Business Class Clips. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Paraflight, luxurious and private, our network of jets and helicopters provide stress-free corporate flights for discerning business owners and executives. Experience the Paraflight difference as we fly you from anywhere to anywhere, anytime. Call 844-538-1911. Jet and helicopter charters, 24/6 dispatch center, domestic and international, urgent flights, concierge service, ground transportation, gourmet kosher catering. Paraflight, we focus on your flights, you focus on your business. Call Sim Shane and the Paraflight team toll-free at 844-538-1911. Paraflight, 844-538-1911. Experience the Paraflight difference, 844-538-1911. Paraflight, luxurious and private, our network of jets and helicopters provide stress-free corporate flights for discerning business owners and executives. Experience the Paraflight difference as we fly you from anywhere to anywhere, anytime. Call 844-538-1911. Jet and helicopter charters, 24/6 dispatch center, domestic and international, urgent flights, concierge service, ground transportation, gourmet kosher catering. Paraflight, we focus on your flights, you focus on your business. Call Sim Shane and the Paraflight team toll-free at 844-538-1911. Paraflight, 844-538-1911. Experience the Paraflight difference, 844-538-1911.
You're not going to make what you are expecting to make every day on the good day when you made on the good day. So in other words, if you had Monday a good day, you pulled in $100,000, Tuesday is going to be a $30,000 day. And Wednesday may be a $15,000 day. What that says is that business plateaus at some point. There isn't a single business out there that does not plateau. To the point, I'm going to be controversial about it. Amazon, I don't think has ever plateaued. They're also going to plateau because there's only so many markets, there's so many people that he could go to. Tesla, they're also going to plateau, although they are basically going and going and going. But at some point, they reached. So what do you do when you plateau? What does a business do? The answer is, if you are only in a specific market, what you do is you open up another market. So that opens up more people to come to mm-hmm. you. The second thing that you do is you open up something new in your market. For an example, Tesla's doing the trucks.
Abe Brewer, CEO of John Tego. We got great feedback when we did his show. By the way, you could watch. I mean, his show got tens of thousands of views on YouTube. Where again, you could see it at 710 WOR Mind Your Business. You'll see the interview I had with Abe Brewer and the hundreds of other shows that are posted on our YouTube channel. But today we are talking about the business class clips. That clip we just opened up after the break, Abe Brewer. That's an important point, right? That's anyone in business needs to have a mindset like that. That is something that was shared to thousands of followers of Business Class. Again, on Instagram, we're at Business Class Clips. And if you want to receive the daily broadcast on WhatsApp, text two words, sign up to 718-594-6519. 718-594-6519. You'll hear clips like this.
What's important in the client attraction conversation is that you address three elements. What makes you relevant? So what? What does that mean for the individual? Financial security and peace of mind. Now what? I'd love to have coffee with you to show you how this works. Buying is a series of micro decisions. You first attract people into the conversation. You engage with them. They feel compelled to move to the next conversation and commit to meeting with you because you're addressing what's important to them.
Norm Traynor, CEO of the Covenant Group. How important is that mindset? Buying is a series of micro decisions. That is so critical. Buying is a series of micro decisions, right? We got to have that framework in order to really understand that, you know, it takes time. You got to pave the road to a sale. It doesn't just happen. You call. It could happen. But in general, it's buying is a series of micro decisions. What a great insight. Okay, now let's give a listen to Mark Bodner. And this also has to do with sales. You have to find the pain point.
Now, we used to go in with a sales deck like many of us do, and we'd show pictures of our warehouse inside, outside, our trucks, all this, how we do things. First 10 pages, all about me, right? Being very interesting about myself. Guess what? They don't care. They're looking for an easy button. Learn everything you can about that client before you walk in there. Learn their pain points. Visit, if it's a store, visit the store. If it's a service that you're providing, understand what that service is. Find the pain point. Find the difficulty that they're trying to solve. Walk in there saying, hey, I was doing some research on your company and I learned X, Y, and Z. I learned this, this, and this about your business. And I've had other clients that faced the same challenge. Would you be interested in learning on how I help these other clients solve very similar problems to yours?
Mark Bodner of L&R Distributors. Now let's give a listen to Steve Rizzo. This is an interesting one.
The way that you feel throughout the day is crucial because it's not only a key to your success. A state of feeling good is at the very core of your success because feeling good is the fuel that drives motivation and inspiration. And you can't feel good if you have rampant negative thoughts going through your head the entire time. The number one reason why people consistently fail in business and in life, it's not because of the situation, it's not because of the event itself, it's because somewhere along the way, positive momentum ceases. And the reason why positive momentum ceases is because the individual is focusing all of their energy on what isn't working, not leaving any room for positive thoughts to seep through so that they can come up with healthy alternatives and deal with the next challenge that will probably follow moments later.
Steve Rizzo, positive momentum. Now let's give a listen to a clip from a good buddy, Ari Boyanju.
As far as service and the servicing clients, I find that word of mouth and name, the branding within community, are super, super powerful. The Orthodox community is a tight-knit community, and that comes with, maybe many in some cases, challenges, but in the business case, it comes with a lot of perks. And word of mouth is a very strong power, is a very strong force in lead generation. A wedding is an experience that people want to make sure they're doing things well, and they ask each other, oh, you just made a wedding. Who did you use for this? How did you do this? What were your thoughts about that? So I cannot understate how important the direct word of mouth is, and that's even without seeing you at the wedding the night before. People, you know, take a chance on any business. They want to go into a wedding with people that they trust. You go into construction, you want a contractor you trust. It's a process. It's an expensive, lengthy process, and you want to make sure that you trust the person you're going into that, you know, into that experience with.
Ari Boyanju of Blue Melody Group. Now we're going to a clip by Gerald Benjamin of Profit Gold Group, The Importance of Focus in Business, The Importance of Focus.
Leadership is such a commonly used term that the definition has now become ambiguous, people really don't quite know what that is. More importantly, they don't realize that there's levels of leadership. And the reason why it is a disturbing trend is that owners know that leadership is important, but because there's so much happening in their world, they're trying to make so many shifts and their situation and their circumstances are changing, the economy is changing, political landscapes are changing. They're not giving the attention to the leadership that will inspire the people behind them to actually work in the same congruent direction. And so it's a danger that we address right away.
Gerald Benjamin, CEO of the Profit Gold Group, and that's among the types of clips you will receive every single day on Business Class Clips. On Instagram, you can just follow us and you'll automatically receive it in your daily feed. On Instagram, we're at Business Class Clips. On Instagram, Business Class Clips. On WhatsApp, if you wish to receive the daily WhatsApp broadcast, just very simply, text two words, sign up to 718-594-6519, 718-594-6519, and you'll receive an impact micro-learning. You'll receive an impactful 45 to 50 second clip featuring incredible, impactful advice to get you ahead in the business world. Listen to this clip by Stephen Gaffney. This is a classic.
The biggest problem in all relationships, teams, and organization is lack of honest communication. And when I'm talking about lack of honest communication, I'm not referring to the truth or lies or the ethics part. That's okay, but that's not really the problem. The biggest problem is, in fact, not what people say, it's what they don't say to each other. It's what gets left off. It's when we feel surprised and blindsided. And that's one of the four biggest annoyances of employees is when they feel surprised and blindsided. But incidentally, also, I've worked with leaders, executives, CEOs, admirals, and generals, and that's their big frustration. When somebody tells them something that they should have known about, and you're like, well, why didn't they tell us? So the key is to get the unsaid said. Well, here's the interesting thing I found out. The number one reason why people don't get that unsaid said is fear.
Stephen Gaffney. And he's a consultant to many Fortune 500 companies and the military. And he knows a thing or two. And the name of that clip was Speak the Unspoken. Have the unsaid said. Otherwise, how are people supposed to know? Okay. The next clip is one featuring, looks like here, Mark Bodner and Isaac Bardos. And it's on the topic of interested versus interesting.
So in terms of being interested versus interesting, if you walk into a room at the end of a networking event and you were to interview people as they're coming out of it, and you were to say, who here did you enjoy speaking to the most that you want to know more about them or whatever it is that they came here to network about? Every single time, you know what you find in common? You'd find that the people who were most curious to continue a conversation with someone were not the ones who were interesting. They were the ones who were listening. They were interested. And what people say about them, they found this through research. Robert Cialdini did a lot of research or was involved in research. He writes a lot about influence. And he says that if you want to influence someone, the first step is to listen. Why? Because people think that you are a great conversationalist when you're not talking.
How important is that? Isaac Bardos, CEO of Scaling to Freedom, and that was from a recent event that he had. Now we're going to give a listen to a clip by the former CEO of Medtronic. We had him on the show, Bill George. He wrote the book True North. You could actually listen. You can listen to the entire interview on YouTube. On YouTube, you could get it at 710 WOR Mind Your Business. But people that follow us on Business Class Clips, you would receive this clip in your feed. But for those that are listening, say, hey, I would like to hear. You know, I'm first going to play the clip, and then I'll tell you how you can sign up for free.
We're all going to get knocked down in life. The question is, are you going to pick yourself off the ground and come back? And I think that's the key. So I encourage leaders to get out and take risks, maybe fail, but you'll be a much better leader if you can do that. If you try to be Mr. Perfect or Mrs. Perfect, it's simply not going to work. So you learn from these failures and then you come back really strong. Learning through failure is a great gift. And look at Steve Jobs, one of the greatest inventors of the former era, and he gets fired. And he actually went out and processed for 5 or 6 years and started a company called Next and worked at Pixar. He learned a lot about himself. When he came back, he was a much better leader because he had failed before.
Wow, what an important subject. Bill George, former CEO of Medtronic. And in fact, on the interview that we had on Mind Your Business with John Sculley, he spoke about that. How Steve Jobs got him to come over from Pepsi to Apple. Pretty cool. Okay, now let's give a listen to another clip with Shep Hyken.
Cable TV. The only time you know the cable is out is when you turn on the TV and the TV doesn't work. Or the only time you know the internet's not working, same thing, is you need the internet, it doesn't work. So what do you typically do? You troubleshoot a little bit and then you pick up the phone and you call the internet company and you say, hey, what's going on? And then they inform you there's an outage. Well, I work with a cable TV internet company that said, what we try to do is get every possible way to contact a customer. We want their Facebook page, their Twitter account, their LinkedIn, their phone number, every way we can get to their email address, their, you know, everything. Because when there's a problem, we will throw that out to every form of communication so that hopefully they'll get the message and then we'll give them updates as we repair the outage in their area. And that way, they don't have to call us.
In any business you're in, the importance of constantly being educated will help you grow your business or your position in climbing the corporate ladder. These clips can help you get there. Again, there's no guarantee, but these clips are based on the incredible feedback we get I get feedback all the time about these clips. Like, wow, such great advice. Yes, you can get them for free on Instagram. If that's your mode of communication, you like to get your material that way, your feed, your inspiration on Instagram, follow us at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or if you wish to receive the daily business broadcast, simply text two words on WhatsApp. Text sign up to 718-594-6519, 718-594-6519. When we come back, we're going to hear a clip on health and perform, Marcus McKay. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Shia Rubinstein, Executive Vice President of the JCon Conference, is inviting you to attend our Real Estate Summit on Tuesday, July 11 at the Hilton in Staten Island. For more information and to register, please visit attendjcon.com. Once again, attendjcon.com, where you'll hear from panelists, speakers, networking, mentors, and anything related to real estate. And of course, the great food. Don't miss it. Once again, please visit AttendJCon. That's AttendJCon.com for more information, to see all the different panels and lineup, and of course, to register. Looking forward to seeing you once again at attendjcon.com for the JCon Real Estate Summit, Tuesday, July 11 at the Hilton in Staten Island.
And we're back, Mind Your Business, with Isaac Saftis right here on 710 WOR. And tonight's show is featuring a selection of clips from great business experts and leaders, including Shep Hyken, Henry Stimler, John Giordano, Dr. Rich Roberts, Abe Brewer, Joe Hart, Mark Bodner, the list goes on. What are they? We're featuring these clips that tens of thousands of people receive every single day to grow their business. Let's give a listen here, and you'll hear what it's about, and then I'll share with you how you could sign up.
There are three important questions we need to answer. What do you want most? What are you willing to do for this goal? And what are you not willing to do for this goal? You see, a lot of people set these ambitious goals, but they don't understand what it requires to get there. And so if we can get super clear on these three questions, then we can start to devise a plan. And we call these plans a massive transformational purpose. Okay, MTP. A massive transformational purpose is this person's ethos, what's going to keep them ticking on days they don't want to. Was going to make them show up for themselves when they're tired, when they're stressed, And so the massive transformational purpose, it's the fuel to the fire, if you will. From this massive transformational purpose, we develop a project name. It's something that lights your soul on fire. So every day you wake up pumped to get after it, to change your life at the highest level.
Marcus Mackay, CEO of Emperform, because hey, health, that's also part of being a great leader. Again, to receive these clips every single day, if you prefer to get these videos by Instagram, just follow us at Business Class Clips on Instagram, or if you wish to receive the daily business broadcast on WhatsApp, text two words, sign up to 718-594-6519, 718-594-6519. Here is a clip from Sim Shane, CEO of Paraflight.
Leader, you have to lead from the front. When somebody's in, a military general, you know, when they're sitting up at the front with their troops feel it. And same thing in a business. Whatever you might do, you should know every aspect of your business. And no job should be too big or too small. Nothing should be below you. If there's something that you expect your employees to do, you should be able to do that as well. And you should really understand every aspect of your own business. So that if somebody walks out on you, if somebody quits, your business doesn't fall to the ground.
Sim Shane, CEO of Paraflight Aviation. And now let's get... Oh, wow. First, I'm going to play the clip. Many of you recognize the voice. It's a great clip.
Carnegie, Worcester University, was meeting with him because their campus had just burnt down. Carnegie said to them, "I'm not interested. I'm not interested in rebuilding your campus or anything else like that." And the head of the university said to Carnegie, "Sure, you make steel mills, which allow for you to construct things. I produce incredible college students, and they come out of my own steel mills, which are my campuses." And Carnegie heard him. And Carnegie said, "Well, I'll give you a matching pledge." And Carnegie helped fund that rebuilding of Worcester University. So when you hear that, that's listening. That's listening. That's relationship and understanding and how to do that. But both things, when you're fueling your cause, are all about, whether it's elected officials or philanthropists, are about building relationships and about connecting with them, whether it's starting in the minor leagues or understanding to listen when they get to the major leagues.
Maury Litwack of the OU and Teach Advocacy. And that interview, actually, that interview was really for anyone in the world of nonprofits, organizations, fundraising. That was one for the books. On YouTube, you could see the interview I had with Maury Litwack by going to 710 WOR Mind Your Business on YouTube. But these clips from the interview I had with him with these golden nuggets, you can get them for free on Instagram. Just follow us at Business Class Clips. Here is another key clip from Stephen Gaffney.
NSB, North Star Brightness. We want to be part of somewhere which is great about purpose and, you know, all that special, but we also are excited about the future. Where are we going with the organization? So it's not just creating one of these generic vision statements that sound like all the other companies. It's like, what's our North Star? And I use the word North Star Brightness because it should be bright. It should be clear. And what are we up to? What's different? So again, when employees might be tempted to go maybe somewhere else, they think, my gosh, I don't want to go anywhere because I feel special. I feel like we can take initiative. There's a strong sense of purpose, but we're also going to places where no one else has gone. We're doing something that's really exciting. We're up to something where our future is so bright.
Stephen Gaffney, communications consultant for Fortune 500 companies and the military. Now we're going to give a listen. Oh, we didn't hear from this expert yet. Here goes.
The bottom line in all business is attention to what the customer wants. The customer wants something and you can fulfill that need. That's it. And you have to do it in a way where obviously you're going to make some money, but that's more than anything else. And more important, the customer has to know that. They have to feel that you're being honest and you're in their corner, so to speak.
Reuven Ribiat, president of Online Kosher Wine. Now we're going to give a listen to another clip featuring Marcus Mackay. He is a fitness specialist from Emperform.
We know that a lot of the world is overstressed, overworked, and then underslept and underexercised. And what does that lead to? A poor quality of life. Right. People feel like they're at deplete. And we want to help them become elite in business and in their health and fitness. And so through my personal transformation, obviously I learned a lot, but also a massive challenge in my life is I lost someone really close to me 4 years ago. He had his demons and he died at the age of 32, which is my age right now. And that really, really pushed me. And unfortunately, it takes pain to develop purpose sometimes. You know, people go to the doctor's office and they're told they have high blood pressure. They're told that they're at risk for diabetes. Then they start to take action, right? And we want to advocate and educate that you actually take preventative measures, that it's not doomsday coming for you, that you're doing actions and habits daily that are going to boost your performance, boost your quality of life, and so you can feel awesome and look great.
Marcus Mackay, CEO of M-Perform. A couple of more minutes to the show. Oh, here's an interesting one featuring Chaim Shapiro of Turo.
As somebody who works in career services, I know a lot about a lot of different professions, but nobody knows it better than the people who are actually doing it. And LinkedIn gives you the opportunity via searches to find the people who are the industry leaders and actually follow what they're saying and get an idea about what is actually happening in the profession. Now, one thing that's very important that I want to point out, and I think people minimize this and they shouldn't, is because I think the next step after you identify those people is to engage them on their posts and to make sure that you're looking good. So you need to be able to say things that actually present you in a positive way, but your profile needs to be optimized because you don't want people checking your LinkedIn profile, and your LinkedIn profile is not where it needs to be. But that opportunity is there. People have the opportunity to really get that guidance that really wasn't available before. And then once they make the decision as to where they want to go, they can start building their professional reputation by engaging the people who are making the decisions in these places and really get involved with them and build themselves up as professionals.
Chaim Shapiro, Director of Student Services at Turo. A couple more minutes left to the show. Oh, let's hear from the Dean of Turo, Dean Goldschmidt.
Is your perspective on simply securing that first job, and that first job is obviously very important, or are you focused on a longer trajectory? Are you looking at this in a long time perspective? And that is, I want to move ahead into a profession, into a career. How do I advance into that career and into that profession? Pursuing a college degree is much more effective and worthwhile than a certificate. A certificate will open a door to a first job. But even in a field such as technology, computer science, that certificate will train you for a particular area. When that shifts, you will find that you're not equipped to change with that shift. A degree in computer science will give you a much broader perspective, which will allow you to shift.
Dr. Robert Goldschmidt, Dean at Turo. And as we approach the close of the show, two more clips. One from Dr. Rich Roberts about corporate culture.
Employees, if they're working 8 hours, 9, 10 hours a day in a company, they're spending more of their life working for that company than they are anything else. And you want to make sure that they feel a part of it, that they identify with it. It is their company. Now, human resource professionals, they know all about how to do this, whether it's, you know, having corporate picnics, having signs up around, you know, the lunchrooms. This is your company. You're part of it. This is you. They have a natural inclination to want to identify with and feel a part of the company. So it's important that you communicate to them that it is their company, that they're, this is, we're all going up, we're all succeeding, or we're all failing together.
Corporate Culture by Dr. Rich Roberts. And as the last clip of tonight's show, and by the way, you could, these clips that we're playing tonight, you could receive them in your feed if you wish to receive them by Instagram. On Instagram, just simply follow us at Business Class Clips. And if you wish to receive the daily WhatsApp broadcast on WhatsApp, text two words, sign up to 718-594-6519, 718-594-6519, and you'll hear clips such as this from the CEO of Dale Carnegie, Joe Hart.
I think it's really important to
think about how we appreciate other people. It's one thing to say thank you. I could say thank you, Yitzhak, for having me on the show. And you might say that that's great. But if I say, you know, Yitzhak, thank you for having me on the show. I've really been looking forward to being on your show because I've been on it three times before. And every single time, you know, you've asked great, insightful questions. You've been super prepared. I can tell you really care. You're interested. So you're a great interviewer. So I've been looking forward to being here. That's honest and sincere. And it certainly makes you feel differently than if I just said, hey, it's good to be with you. So when we talk about giving honest and sincere appreciation, it is honest and sincere. It's caring. You know, try to give honest and sincere appreciation to a coworker. Pick one person in your life to give honest and sincere appreciation in the next 24 hours and then see what happens.
What a great way to end the show. And of course, special thank you to Joe Hart. I mean, that was very meaningful hearing that from the CEO of Dale Carnegie. Again, a final reminder on how you can receive these for free on Instagram. Just follow us at Business Class Clips. And if you wish to receive the daily WhatsApp broadcast, simply text two words, sign up to 718-594-6519, 718-594-6519, and text two words, sign up, and you'll automatically receive the daily WhatsApp broadcast. Well, this wraps up an incredible edition of Mind Your Business. We heard from so many incredible experts, Shep Hyken, Joe Hart, Abe Brewer, Dr. Rich Roberts, Mark Bodner, Norm Trainer, and so many others. But that's it. We're out of time. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York. Have a successful week.
710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.